It's Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. The Washoe County School District Board of Trustees voted this week to implement a phased construction plan for the new Debbie Smith Career and Technical Education Academy. The new school will be located at Hugg High School's former campus. Hugg's students and teachers are moving to a brand new campus in Sparks. The board voted to approve the schedule change proposed by the Capital Funding Protection Committee. The committee advocated for the change as a way to adjust for rising labor and material costs that have already put the project more than $35 million over budget. The Washoe County School District is getting $77 million through federal COVID-19 relief funds to run a four-week summer school program. The initiative targets students from kindergarten through seventh grade who need additional academic support to reach grade level standards. It will run on Tuesdays through Thursdays from June 21st through July 14th. 22 elementary schools and 13 middle schools in the district are participating in the program. Through most of the 1800s and 1900s, the federal government forced indigenous children into boarding schools to assimilate them into white culture. This week, some Interior Department officials testified to Congress about an ongoing investigation into the over 400 federal schools. Emma Gibson of the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
The National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition says by 1926, nearly 83% of indigenous school-age children were attending such schools.
I often wonder, what would it be like to come from a place with no children? This is what was imposed on our people.
That was Laquene Liz Medicine Crow speaking at the congressional hearing. She's the president of the First Alaskans Institute.
Could you imagine having your own children taken?
Interior Secretary Deb Holland reviewed some of the department's first report on the federal boarding schools. And she also spoke in high support of a bill proposing a commission for further investigation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.
Federal legislation called the Preventing Heat Illness and Deaths Act has advanced out of its legislative committee this week. U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen was one of the co-sponsors of the bill.
Reno and Las Vegas are two of the fastest warming cities in the country, and we have seen significant public health effects related to the increase in temperature.
The bill includes a three-pronged approach to addressing the rising temperatures throughout the country. It'll establish an interagency committee, direct federal scientists to conduct research, and create a multi-million dollar assistance program. That funding will support community projects addressing the impacts of extreme heat events with a focus on underserved communities. Earlier this month, a joint interim committee hearing in Nevada also addressed the issue. Along with public comment, there were updates on local legislation and presentations from experts. A Nevada Supreme Court ruling has set new precedent for how the state can manage groundwater in areas with severe drought. The 4-3 ruling was issued Thursday to settle a water dispute in a rural Eureka County farm area. The court said groundwater management plans established in some areas that are losing water quickly can deviate from the longstanding senior water rights doctrine. Groundwater is governed by what's called a priority doctrine. It traditionally grants senior landowners first rights to groundwater over junior landowners. The ruling comes as the West weathers a more than 20-year mega drought. Scientists say climate change will continue to make water supplies less reliable. And the first of three men who admitted setting fire to a Las Vegas police vehicle during a May 2020 racial injustice protest has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison. DeVarian Haynes apologized yesterday before he was also sentenced to 3 years of post-release supervision, community service, and restitution for his guilty plea to a reduced charge of civil disorder. Two co-defendants are due for sentencing in coming weeks after also taking plea deals that avoided trial on conspiracy and arson charges. The police vehicle fire came amid protests following George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.